Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities. And most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here is your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. I hope you're having a nice, happy, maybe not too warm day. It's been a little hot around here lately. And the people that I'm working with certainly know about climates and atmospheres. And, you know, I knew it, but I never really thought about it. We live in San Diego, and that's a desert. And, you know, you think of like the Mojave Desert. No, San Diego is actually a desert. But there are people on the planet who know how to fix that and make it an oasis, make it almost a Garden of Eden, and make it wonderfully self-sustaining with no pollution. What a miracle. Well, that's who we've been having on this month. We've been talking to people from Genesis Environmental. Today we're blessed because we have the CEO, president, I never actually know the exact title, but he thunk it up. So the head of Genesis Environmental, Dustin Yonner, and he's going to tell us, what is Genesis Environmental? What's your mission?
Well, Genesis Environmental is, we're a nonprofit organization, and we're set up to support sustainability practices, sustainable energy, clean energy production, waste management, urban food production. And then we use a profit model that's used in the private sector. And from those profits, we create housing for homeless veterans, provide them income, technical trade, and education. We are looking to create a sustainable model that is both sustainable for the environment and economically sustainable.
Okay, bingo.
Go ahead.
This is one of the first charities that is not going to keep putting their hand out, because once you get going, they're actually going to make money for themselves. That's so exciting. People have to know that.
Oh, that's correct. In the private sector, some of the locations that we're mimicking with our business model are, you know, making $1 million a year.
Wow.
Give or take. Some may be 800,000, some may be 300 million. But the overall industry, according to Forbes, is a $55 billion industry projected for 2018.
Wow.
So we're looking at being involved from the charitable side and integrate ourselves into that business model and then create a symbiotic relationship with veterans organizations that need housing for veterans, jobs, income, training, a purpose in, you know, learning about technical trades within environmental sustainability, green energy, a number of different components all working together.
You hit on something really important, because you mentioned purpose. I'm reading a book right now. We're going to have another guest on talking about how to survive suicide in your family. Veteran suicides, 22 a day, I think half of it is they don't feel they have a purpose. They just come home and everybody shuts.
That's true.
They don't.
Yeah, that's true. When somebody, a man without a purpose can become a rebel without a cause. I've heard that saying before.
Yeah,
but mentally, it can be really mentally devastating, emotionally devastating, for someone when they wake up every day feeling like they have no purpose, and part of that is working and learning and giving back, and I think those items that I just mentioned they're coded into our DNA, and you know, we see if there's a mismatch there or something missing, and we lack the ability to learn or the ability to have purpose and work, then it has emotional, physical, mental effects on, and we see that all the time with these veterans that This project,
you are addressing all of them, mental, physical, spiritual, in a way that I think is unique. I've never seen anything like this, where you cover every aspect of being on the planet. So, short term, what are you, short term?
Well, I can't say, you know, that we cover everything.
I have to tell people, go to my live feed on Dr. Red Says. Dustin has the most incredible board of directors, and these people do have, honestly, they have experience in probably every aspect of being an organism on this planet. It's amazing. You got a great board.
Yeah, we absolutely do. We have some great technologies that we're partnered with companies that have different prototypes in sustainable energy, existing technologies in composting and creating high-end soils, lighting systems that provide specific lighting to what plants need to develop and grow fruit. I mean, it's amazing.
You also have some medical people. You've got some spiritual people that were business people but have learned so much about the spiritual side. So you really are covering all the areas. It's just some people started out in one profession and moved off to another. In fact, that's kind of your history, right? We're talking about the name Genesis, which sounds very biblical. So weren't you pretty much involved with biblical things at one point?
You know, I did work as a minister at one time, but keeping religion out of it. You know, while you do find the word Genesis, the first book in the scriptures, if you're looking at Judeo-Christian religions, the name is derived from the book of Genesis, and you know, the way I came up with that, I work in the private sector. I work in sustainable energy, and my thoughts were, you know, we have so many different great technologies for environmental sustainability that a great way that we could get a lot of these tested and put into real life use could be in micro communities in which we're applying these technologies and at the same time meeting the need of the homeless, the jobless, waste, environmental damage, and put it all together and imitate nature. You know, we nature will take poison from plants, which is oxygen, and introduce, you know, the animals that are creating poisonous CO2 for themselves, and in a combined system, they actually are each other's solution. And so,
I think that's very spiritual. You don't have to actually have a religion, but I think that's very spiritual because almost every culture on the planet talks about a higher force and the circle of life, which is exactly what you're doing.
Yes, I believe it is.
And the people that attracting, it seemed to me, I mean, I prayed and I found you. Everyone that I've met so far that's connected with Genesis are really wonderful spiritual beings. They don't necessarily come out and say, well, I'm a Christian or I'm a Jew for Jesus. So I'm kind of an odd character myself. But they're people who believe in the good instead of the bad. And we need that right now.
Oh, yeah, we definitely do need that. There's no doubt about it. I believe that, you know, there is good. I think the original setup of, you know, the human being in the Garden of Eden, was designed, genetically designed to actually work, care for, harvest, and cultivate that environment that they were put in. And you would see after the fall, metaphorically or literally, however you look at it, the change from a mutually symbiotic relationship between human and environment takes this drastic change, and we're reaping drastic results right now in which the human beings are becoming more of like a parasite on the environment.
I would believe that, because mostly they sit in their homes, consume energy, and play games on the video. I mean, you know, this is not what God intended. So we about 2 minutes till break. And so when we come back, we're going to go in depth with the people that you have on your team and how they actually create health. I mean, if you think about it, what's more healthy than gardening? You think? I love gardening.
Oh, you know what? I think gardening is very healthy. I mean, you know, eating healthy food from the garden is, you know, anytime you can get real natural food, you know, you're doing something that's healthy. When you're doing something working with the ground, there's something healthy about that.
We're gonna talk about that when we come back. I was so shocked at all of the horrible things that can get into the plants that you're eating, and that just amazes me. And you've amassed a group of people from different areas that all have the same message. So obviously, it's a universal message. The ground is contaminated. The plants are contaminated. We're getting sick. We got to fix this.
Yes, we do.
So you're planning to fix this, and you actually have, we got 1 minute, you actually have a model coming up. So when we come back, let's talk about the people on your team, where you've got this one started, and how this is going to accomplish those goals of unpoisoning the plants and making people healthy and giving them jobs. I think that's the most exciting part, because in your village, there's every kind of job. You don't have to have technical skills, but you can. You don't have to have physical skills, but you can. You know, it's in that circle of life in your village, which, by the way, the model can be seen on genenv.com. So go there. In fact, go there on the break, because we have to take a break. Go there and look at genenv.com. Look at that model of a Veterans Depot, and we'll be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment, or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, and we're here with the angel of earth ecology, and I mean total ecology, Dustin Yonner. And we had started on it, but we didn't really talk so much about the people on the team. the interesting thing about the people on the team is each one has a different incredible expertise. Each one came from somewhere else, and you know, there are no coincidences, but everyone just kind of coalesced. And so what kind of technologies do some of these people bring to the game?
Well, the technologies range from energy to environmental waste technologies to, you know, to doctors that, you know, that work in holistic medicine. You know, so for example, we have Green Earthology, and a company, they work in the private sector. Their CEO, Kevin Frett, has actually licensed to Genesis Environmental his technology in taking organic waste and and composting it through a process. And with another handful of scientists, he has come up with a very high-end soil. In fact, they just took the soil that he makes and put it into a community up in Northern California, Rossmore, a golf community outside of Oakland, 10,000 homes. They actually reduced the water being used in that community by 50% simply by changing out the soil. So that's an example of somebody that, he's really helped lead the way in providing us with his technology and a business model from the private sector that will show us to be profitable very quickly.
You said a magic word. You said soil. And last week we had Dr. Ingham on, and she told us the difference between soil and dirt. And let me tell you, people, most of San Diego is sitting on a desert with clay, rock, and just plain depleted dirt. And he knows how to fix that and make it go from dirt to soil. That's almost magic.
That's right. So the technologies that Green Earthology brings to the table, they actually create a soil, and not just any. It's very high end soil. I mean, this, something like this, you buy it at Home Depot, it would be one of the more expensive ones if whatever you went to as far as nurseries to pick up this type of soil. Other technologies that we have Earth, Wind, and Power Corporation. The CEO of the company, Tom Metrionis, they have everything from battery and solar and wind technologies to prototype technologies like submersible hydroelectric power plants. And so, in working with them at Earth, Wind, and Power, which, that's actually, I work with Tom in the private sector for my job, but Tom has brought along a technology called EIP, which is electric inertial power. And that is a prototype wind machine that sits vertically and has no axle. It sits on a bed of magnets. And one of these units that fits in about a 10 by 10 space will generate about the same amount of electrical energy as 10,000 square feet of solar panels.
Wow.
It doesn't, yes. And even when, there is no wind, the system actually, when coupled together, stores energy and can create energy by actually using solar and other methods to actually keep the inertia going through this bed of magnets at the base of the machine. A really incredible technology, and one that we're going to be testing out in these micro communities in which Genesis Environmental is going to be building with other veterans organizations. And that's another technology where veterans are going to be able to learn how to build electrical systems in micro communities that potentially have the ability to sustain themselves off grid. Another company, Rainmakers Worldwide, everything from water purification systems, which, you know, we will need to have laundry, bathroom, shower facilities, have that water recycled and purified and then put back into the farm areas on these green depots. Another technology is actually one in which they take trash, just filthy waste, and through a gasification process can create energy.
Wow.
Those, in some cases, are scaled much, much larger than we'd actually use in a small community. But, you know, just again, another one of these companies that brings technologies that are available for us to clean up the planet. You know, somebody else that I think is amazing, a local company, Luxorium. They work with Triton Batteries, and I work with them in the private sector as well. But their battery, amazingly, manufactured here in the United States from the cells all the way to the final product, is about a third the size of Tesla, a third the weight. And you look at Tesla and Panasonic and LG Chem and a number of the competitive batteries out there, all of their lithium-ion cells are coming out of China. And we actually have a lithium-ion polymer that's printed into a solid-state form. So it creates a much smaller, more compact battery that's non-volatile. They have offered this type of technology to
You guys are so tricky, but it's exciting because, seriously, if you can get all the, I was talking to Anita Sunday, get all the garbage out of our water. We have people that flush their pills down the toilet. They throw other things down there, and of course there's sewage. She has a way to take all of that out of there and make the water clean. She said it's pure enough to drink, but usually you can put it on something else, like maybe those showers that you were talking about, or one of the other uses. But she has a way to purify that all the way down to drinking water. That's incredible.
You know, I am going to lead into that. I was talking to the president of Symbiotic Systems yesterday, Paul Bola. First, a little bit about his company, and then before I tell you an amazing story about water. Paul has a company, Symbiotic Systems. They've developed a lighting system that emits, and they patented, certain narrowband frequencies of light that are specific to what a plant needs. And you know, if you look at the growth of tomatoes compared to other, you know, even the best lighting systems out there, you see tremendous difference in the amount of fruit that is on the plant. The nutritional value is actually increased by adjusting the lights to the plant. And the harvest time is actually improved by 15%. So
you're saying that light can actually add to the nutrition?
So as far as in that system that they're talking about, if you think of light as a frequency that has a type of code that it's delivering and the plant is picking that up by photosynthesis, there are certain frequencies that are specific to helping out that plant in its creation of fruit.
Uh-huh.
So with his system, he's currently working with the Salk Institute because a lot of the data that he collected was countercultural to what science was teaching about how plants needed sunlight. Well,
wow.
One of the things that they discovered is that, you know, plants don't need the entire spectrum of sunlight. So if you focus it in on what it is they need, they're not expending energy getting rid of what they don't need. And it's an amazing system. So he was telling me a story. If you don't mind, was I interrupting you? Or
no, if you can pack it into 4 minutes, we're good.
Oh, sure. So he was he has some friends. He has friends all over the world, but he's visiting a friend in Mexico, a scientist who's developed a structured water that basically has just taken drainage, sewage water, and run it through his process to purify it. Now, while they were down there, they were out in the sun having a few beers and some margaritas, And this Paul's friend, I don't want to bring him up now, we're going to save him for later, says, hey, take a look at this. And he does a fingerprint and takes a blood sample from Paul, puts it under a slide on a microscope, and then projects it onto a large screen HD TV. So, you know, they could see what his live blood looked like. And, you know, the doctor is pointing out to Paul, hey, notice these features about your blood. You can tell that you're dehydrated. And so he takes a little drop of water. They're probably drinking Kirkland, you know, Costco water bottle. He takes a drop, and, you know, the cells slowly start moving toward the drop of water, seeking out water. And Paul said, that's amazing. I thought, that's an amazing concept. Our cells are actually moving to do that. Well, the guy takes a drop of his structured water that he has developed, and he puts a drop on it. The cells just rushed, just gang rushed to that drop of water because it was giving them something that they needed.
And you know what? You know what's so weird about that? I just had a blood test Thursday, and I drink a ton of bottled water, and they said I'm dehydrated. So I believe you, because wherever I'm drinking, the water is not going to the cells.
Hmm. Well, there are some amazingly smart people out there, and it really has felt like they have come and just offered some great concepts, technologies, and ideas to help with the goals of Genesis Environmental.
Now, that's an interesting subject. We only have 30 seconds, but yeah, like I said, there's no coincidences and there's no accidents. And I think, I don't care what you call what's running this place, but the universe is too structured to have no higher consciousness doing it. Whatever that higher consciousness is bringing all you incredible geniuses together. It's just so exciting. I mean, I don't think there's anything like this on Earth.
Well, I know we're going to break, but what I will share with you in the last part of that story will relate exactly to what you were talking about as far as a higher consciousness.
Oh, cool. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the higher consciousness, and then you are going to love the gem and angel card that I picked, because I didn't pick it. It picked us. It is so right for this show, and the higher consciousness did that also. So you guys, you don't have to say God. You don't have to say, who else? What else do they call him? Allah. There's something up here running the show, and thank goodness it's all coming together to save the planet, because the planet needs it. So you are our shepherd for this. I see a 30-minute sign. I don't hear any music yet, but let's see what happens here. This is fun being on Skype. We do. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's waiting for a break cue. I'm sitting on my bed, with an iPad. Doing this technology, we're talking about all the space age technology. Technology is incredible. I wouldn't have been able to do this, you know, a few years ago. I don't drive much because I'm disabled, but I can sit here in my bed in my pajamas and do this show. And he sends me little messages. he's waiting for a break cue. We have a wonderful engineer, Josh. So I Josh never comes on the air. That's kind of sad. My old radio show in the 80s. I sat in a radio studio with an engineer, and he would talk to the audience with me, and he was a riot. And every time I messed up, he would fix it for me on the air verbally, which is really
good. If we're still on the air, I might as well wrap up that story I was about to tell you. And okay. Then you can go ahead and go to your segment after the break. So
okay, go for it.
While they were sitting there watching the live blood on the microscope on the large screen TV, the gentleman actually takes another sample of his blood. He actually takes a device that he uses in helping to create this structured water at using electromagnetic technology and frequencies, and takes, you know, so he has another blood sample, puts a drop of water on it, and then he takes his machine and he runs it up along the lymph nodes on Paul's neck. Now, keep in mind, they are several feet away from where the microscope is and where Paul is standing. Well, as soon as he started running that device over his lymph nodes, Paul's cell started rushing towards that water drop.
Are you
so
kidding?
It really blew me away in the conversation. An interesting dynamic that I think takes place is that there is some sort of electromagnetic frequency, radio frequency, in which there is a connection between our cells and the host. And in that same light, I think we are connected as human beings to each other and to a larger host, in which, you know, I use the term God. I think it's just a term that's used, which, you know, is translated as great power, the strength. And in many ways, when you look at that term, it's even got plural connotations, much like the word family denotes, or the word team, or herd, or flock. It denotes plurality within that. So I don't necessarily put limits on God. It's just a word. But we know that there's something bigger connecting us.
Well, nobody's going to know till we get there. And I did read a thing. It's kind of like the King Solomon, King whatever his name is, commercials here, the bail bondsman. It's better to know mm-hmm. that spirit and not need it than to need it and not know it. So after we die, if there is a high to decide whether we're going up or down, I would rather that I lived my life honestly and with love for other people. Now, the interesting thing about your saying the cell experiment moving, there is a cellular memory. Something's communicating with something, because people who've had transplants, they have somebody else's mm-hmm. organ. All of a sudden, they start liking for liked. You know, cells know stuff. Cells are smarter than we think they are.
Well, we are an amazing creation. There is some, whatever the program, the code, whatever you call that is the coding written on our DNA, whether it's human DNA or even simpler bacterial DNA or plant DNA, there is some commonality between the way we are coded. And, you know, obviously, computer programs don't code themselves. So the internet did not code itself. The human being is a lot more complex than the internet. A euglena, an amoeba, a cell from a tomato is a lot more complex than the internet, because it has the ability to find and replicate itself from its surroundings.
Yeah, people are so scared of artificial intelligence taking over. I don't think so. It's artificial intelligence. It's not divine intelligence. So I don't think they're going to take over and kill us. So much for the sci-fi. When you said even a euglena, if you think about it, because I know we're including service animals in this circle of life, animals know when things are going to happen to humans. They have animals that can tell when a diabetic's going to pass out. Animals that my cat knows when I'm going to have a seizure. They can smell drug changes when their blood level shifts. Animals know these things. There's this coding that's going back and forth. And everybody says, that's just a dumb animal. There's no dumb anything on this planet. If it's alive, it's not dumb.
No, there is not. I know. And I believe the systems that work together in between the plants, the animals, you know, our weather, everything that is about our environment and the relationship of the human to the environment, which, you know, again, if the human race can get back to a model in which we are mutually, symbiotically working with the planet and not poisoning it through extraction of energy or poisoning it with our own waste, but actually finding alternative systems in which we can place these problems into and actually create our own solutions by combining multiple systems, we're actually going to be able to change the direction that our race is headed, that the planet is headed, and, you know, and ultimately the human race is leading the direction that this planet takes.
Okay,
and
this is
we have a responsibility.
This is a good time to bring our stone and our angel in, because Dustin appeared right now. People are coming to him right now. Everything is happening all at once, and I pulled this card, and I love blue lace agate. I use it a lot. Blue lace agate. And that's the stone for this week. Do you feel like you keep missing opportunities? Do you wish you could recognize opportunities when they knock? Bingo! Have faith that divine timing is at play in your life. Believe that you are always in the right place at the right time with the right people. Holy cow, that's a good card. Now, that is brought to you by the Angel of Divine Timing. And if you don't have a chance or you're not recording this on your own, it will be played again at 1 a.m. and then it'll be available on the archives tomorrow, so you can pick up these affirmations. But the Angel of Divine Timing is giving you these affirmations. Favorable opportunities present themselves to me in many ways. I recognize that these opportunities, and I follow them through on their promise. I recognize these opportunities, and I follow them through on their promise. Sorry about that. I always seem to be in the right place at the right time. I enjoy the benefits of divine timing. Wowie, guys, I mean, this is it. This opportunity is here now. The Earth needs us. The veterans need us. Technology is there, and I can't think of any better time for all of this to come together. It is, to me, divine timing. Yeah, think?
That's great. I think so. It really does sound what I've been experiencing. It's part of the attraction that I've felt with so many people that have called, gotten a hold of me through email or the website, offered assistance, offered technologies, offered ideas that are groundbreaking. I'm experiencing that right now.
The website, you guys have to go there, because it's incredible. And there's a beautiful model of the Veterans Green Depots. It's so easy. It's GENENV. So if you can remember Genesis Environmental, abbreviate it, put a com on there, GENENV.com. And it has a donate button, because, yes, they will be self-sustaining, but I know after the break comes up, you're going to tell us how people can help. And one of the ways people can help.
We got to get off the ground first. There's also genesisenvironmental.org, a lot longer to type. So GENENV.com is a lot easier. GENENV.com.
And see, now I just changed my domain name, because people know Dr. Red, but they don't know Dr. Sarah M. Young. So guys, if you want to go to my website from now on, it's drredsays.com. I don't think you can get any easier than that. So we have jenandven.com and drredsays.com, and both of us will tell you what's up and what you can do to help. And honestly, there's any organism on Earth is going to be helpful. We're going to have service animals. We're going to have people that help us do stuff. We're going to have people who provide equipment to do stuff. Some people, maybe they just have money and that's all they want to do. But everything on the planet serves a purpose. So we got 4 minutes to talk about that. In the 4 minutes, do you happen to, you know, we always have the rant of the week. Do you happen to have a rant this week?
Me? A rant?
Yeah.
I don't happen to have a rant off the top of my head. Something I do rant about is that there are tremendous needs out there. For example, issues like veterans homelessness, veterans joblessness, poisoning the planet, then and we have solutions. And really, you know, it's disappointing when a charity just keeps, you know, asking for money, and they, you know, they can keep asking for money and housing more vets, but then that's their cycle. They have to keep asking for more money and housing more vets. You know, we have to take one component and help out with that, and that's where I want to fit in with Genesis Environmental.
Yeah, the housing the vets, that's a very noble cause and everything, but it doesn't really help the vet. It's like the thing in the Bible where you can hand a man a fish or you can teach him how to fish. Yeah, housing is nice. It gets them off the street. But unless you provide some hope, some job, somewhere to go, just temporary housing is not going to do it.
Right. It's not a human being's purpose to sit in a house.
Yeah.
But they can sustain their life in that house if they're earning money and working in a capacity that's useful and paying them. And, you know, we just simply want to introduce the model in which they can get paid, they can get training, they can get technical help. And along the way, there are so many services when you integrate an environmental charity with a veterans charity and seeing them meet each other's needs in the process. It really will become something that, you know, the problem that they face with getting somebody housed and paid can be met by private sector technologies that are being used to save the environment.
I am sure the government is thanking you for this right now, because honestly, the VA is...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I get calls from the government all the time. Just
thank God I don't.
I love, you know what? I like Ronald Reagan's quote about the government is the problem. It is not the solution. And the government seems to just perpetuate the problem because there's an endless supply of money that can just be thrown at the problem. And the solution isn't throwing money.
And okay, we're going to take a break. We kind of missed one last time. But when we come back, you're going to tell us how far your solution has progressed and how we can help you. So we'll be right back with our Angel of Ecology and Environment, Dustin Young.
It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment, or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
Have you left the cage that held you back but find yourself in the wild of your life wondering, what do I do now? I'm Dr. Lisa Cooney, and today I'm going to give you the tools to answer that question. Regardless of the issue, your choices of the past no longer need to haunt you. You have the power to change that and to create from a space of fun and ease. How different can your life be? Find out. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
We are here with Dustin Yonner, who is the angel of absolutely everything alive and life affirming, and that is so cool. So I know you got this thing started. What has happened so far on the first Green Depot?
So, you know, it's really been amazing. Kevin Fretz from Green Earthology.
Yeah, we met him on the show.
He has been on the show. He has done so much, and in a sense, this guy's like an antenna. He has attracted and his contacts and people that have been brought into the picture have been great. So today he was up in Temecula with some of his colleagues, and he is currently setting up a relationship for the first Green Depot.
Yay.
That we want to build. And there's a property in Temecula where we can take in materials, and even expand to other forms of recycling certain waste, but then also go along with the plan of taking in organic waste, the tree trimmings from landscape, the table waste from food at restaurants, the expired produce at grocery. We can take all that waste and we can, at this facility, take it over to a composting place. And from there, we will actually engage with our first Green Depot. The need then arises, and we'll have to have the symbiotic relationship with the veterans groups to actually have some veterans that need work to get onto those sites and start doing the work.
That's a good site, because San Diego County is huge. San Diego County has tons of, I think we probably are the number one place for homeless vets because the weather's good. And I have dealt with, I'm in a million veterans organizations, but most of the ones I've dealt with have been from like San Diego City Line South. But if you go just a little farther north, I mean, there's Camp Pendleton, which is huge. There's veterans organizations up in San Diego North County. Tremendous groups that I haven't even had a chance to get to know, but I know they're incredible and would love to work with you.
Well, somebody else who's been a great ally, Carl DeMaio, he's made some connections. He was over at my house about a month ago, and one of the things he mentioned in regard to what we were looking for was, farmland, a place where we could have some tiny housing, a place where we could take the soil from the compost and actually grow produce. And he has, he just emailed me the other day, and he had got in touch with Mark Kersey, who's the city council for the area where we're looking at, Sampa Squall. And I think the door is going to open for us to actually get a site now where we can have the living, farming, soil creation place that's one of the parts of these veteran Green Depots. Piece of property that I'm actually looking at is about a 10-acre parcel. And, we're in progress with these. So that's what our fundraiser is going to be going to.
Talk about that real quick, because we're almost at the end. So how people can help and how we can raise some funds. What are your ideas on that?
So, right now we are open to donations, of course. People can go to the donations button at the website. GENENV.com or GenesisEnvironmental.org. and donate it if they'd like. You know, other help, if you know companies that work in the private sector that are developing technologies that are green, that are pro-environment, that are really about, you know, cleaning up the damage and changing the way we actually work and live in poisoning our environment or taking energy.
How about if we don't know anybody like that, but we just want to help veterans, so we might have secretarial skills, because I know you're going to have fundraisers and you're going to have to invite people. So we have secretarial skills or phone skills, or just, we don't know, but you could use them somehow. How can they help?
There's a contact us form on the website. Click on the contact us link. Type in your name and phone number and information, and then anything that you would like to be able to provide to help, you know, from, you know, like right now we have a starter website, you know, and we've had a couple people that have, you know, started talking to us about helping out with social media and different aspects of our web presence. So there's a number of different ways.
I have an opportunity for
volunteer.
If they want to help both the group, they can become one of Dr. Red's Rangers. And that will help their endeavor if they're a therapist, a business, or whatever. If you guys connect, then you all can send me a headshot, a bio, and your social media things. And we will refer people to you, because if you have something you want to have done, call one of Dr. Red's Rangers. They are people who are helping save humanity. So we're going to expand the Dr. Red's Ranger site. And you guys got to get
yourself. Well, that would be great. If you get all your Rangers to volunteer, we'll take it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can see what happened with Stand Down. San Diego Stand Down, it was the original one where they spend 3 days taking care of veterans. That started 20-something years ago, and it was very small. Now they have well over 3,000 volunteers that work on that, and they spend... And these are guys, sometimes they just check in people at the entrance. That's a help. That's a duty. Don't ever think you can't contribute something. Because if you're willing, then I'm sure Dustin or Kevin or someone will find a way that you can help. Maybe you can help me get the word out. But there's always a way to help. And it's like the 100th monkey thing that Kevin talks about all the time. If you don't know the 100th monkey, we don't have time to do it right now. Look it up, because bless Google, they know everything. Look up the 100th monkey, and you may be one of those monkeys that contribute to world consciousness. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
And people are going, what the heck is she talking about monkeys? Look it up.
The 100th monkey. You know, that's another concept I think is amazing. Cameron Herndon, you know, just a very technologically adept individual. He created that website.
Sorry about that, Dustin. We don't have time to cover that. They're going to have to look that one up. But you're going to come back, and fortunately, we're going to save at least the last Tuesday of every month, and sometimes maybe more than that for Dustin and the people that are involved with Genesis Environmental. Next week, we're going to have Dr. Judith Swack. She's been on before. She actually can cure some cases of PTSD, and she can do it over Skype like we're doing now. So maybe she'll become Rangers and join us. So until next week, and until we have Dustin back, and I know we will, I want to remind you all, it is okay to flip your wig. It is not okay to lose your mind. And tune in next week, and we'll see you with Dr. Judith Swack. Bye-bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.